from KQED.
Thousands of volunteers fanned out across California this week, scouring streets, parks, emergency shelters, and freeway underpasses, counting every homeless person they could find. The tally is used by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD, to determine how much federal money is doled out for local homeless programs. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark joined one homeless count in South L.A., home to the nation's largest homeless population.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Thank you for coming out. Training's probably going to take about 25 minutes.
In day-to-day life, the homeless can be the people we try not to see. Their circumstances are hard to look at, and we condition ourselves to avoid looking. But a homeless count like this requires just the opposite. So before volunteers hit the street, they get a crash course from Joseph Hope. He works for the L.A. Homeless Services Authority, and he's running through tips on how to look for the homeless rather than look away.
So how do I know if they're homeless? A, B's, and C's. A is for appearance, wearing many layers of clothing, weathered skin, or they have a lot of stuff with them.
At last count in 2009, L.A. had nearly 43,000 people living on its streets. That's about the size of the entire population of San Luis Obispo. The highest concentration is in South L.A. Most are adult males. A lot are African American. Many are veterans, substance abusers. Some are chronically homeless. Some are victims of the recession. The volunteers pair up and get issued maps, flashlights, and tally sheets on clipboards. They go at night because that's when people have bedded down. They're more stationary, easier to count.
There's somebody right there.
Volunteers Juan Espinosa, a security guard, and Michael Augustine, a receptionist, drive less than a block before they find a homeless person at a metro stop. Espinosa slows down to see.
There's somebody sleeping on a bench covered with a blanket.
Augustine makes a mark on the tally sheet. Individual, gender unknown. There's something strange about observing the scene so clinically. When he puts down his pen, he reflects.
Well, this is something that we don't go through as a homeless. What's the life, how they're going through?
We get out and go further along the train tracks.
Careful.
There's a mound of human waste. Nearby, there's a giant pile of trash. At least, that's what it looks like at first.
A mattress. It seems like it's got clothes and like a pillow. Maybe somebody does stay there.
Augustine makes another hashtag on the line marked encampment. A few blocks away, under a freeway on-ramp, we find a cluster of ragged tents. Inside one, we see the flicker of a match. As we approach, a chihuahua tied up outside barks, and a man with leathery skin, round John Lennon glasses, and three teeth comes outside to see what's going on. He introduces himself.
My name is Rick Butler.
And the chihuahua, who he's dog-sitting.
Chico.
Chico.
Yes.
He says he's a veteran, Desert Storm in Somalia. He collects cans to make money. He's been living on the streets for 5 years. He's blunt that it's drugs that got him here. He's addicted.
I go ahead and I seek some help, or I decide to go ahead on and, you know, get on the right track. That would be better for me.
What do you think that would take?
Faith.
We wish him a good night. Augustine makes another mark on his tally sheet. Individual, male. Back in the car, Espinosa wonders out loud.
Why they choose to live that way? I don't know. Maybe it's not a choice. It depends, I guess, on the person.
Then he goes on.
I think somebody would appreciate somebody looking out for them and trying to get them the help they need.
And then we keep driving, still looking for sleeping figures. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.